What if the secret to professional success wasn't grinding harder, but finding more joy? Joy Baldridge challenges conventional wisdom with a revolutionary approach that has transformed countless workplaces, from stress centers into thriving environments. Her journey began remarkably. At 19, she cold-called the White House and actually landed a speaking engagement there. Since then, she's become the go-to consultant for Fortune 500 companies seeking to boost productivity while reducing burnout. Her techniques have been embraced by celebrities like John Mayer and government officials worldwide. Unlike typical business advice that offers vague platitudes, Baldridge provides immediately applicable tools, techniques you can implement today to see results tomorrow. Her approach isn't just about working differently, it's about experiencing work differently, transforming daily tasks from obligations into opportunities for fulfillment and growth. The Purple Break restores energy by replenishing rhodopsin, visual purple, an eye protein that depletes in bright light, causing fatigue. By creating complete darkness for just minutes, we restore this compound and revitalize energy. Joy's father discovered this technique during a 1960s sleep study and thrived on just 3 to 5 hours of sleep while maintaining exceptional energy. The technique requires covering your eyes completely, relaxing, and breathing while counting backward from 15 to 1. Though seemingly unusual, private spaces like restrooms or empty conference rooms make it practical. In today's workplace, fatigue costs American businesses $136 billion annually in productivity. Unlike coffee that masks symptoms, Purple Breaks address the root cause of visual fatigue. To maintain high energy, pay your REN:T, rest, exercise, nutrition, and thoughts daily. For rest, use Purple Breaks throughout your day. For exercise, consistency matters more than intensity. Joy's father began simply jogging between mailboxes before eventually attempting a marathon. Make exercise convenient by removing barriers. For nutrition, prioritize protein for sustained energy with healthy carbohydrates while limiting sugar. For thoughts, practice positive self-talk. As Dr. Jonas McAlerney emphasized, the T is the most important part of REN:T because your thoughts drive everything. In today's rapidly changing business landscape, those who pivot quickly outperform the rigid, this is AFA all the way, always flexible and adaptable. Joy illustrates this concept with Bob, a stretchy yellow stress toy that demonstrates resilience, how quickly one bounces back after being stretched. Bob entered Joy's presentations through a shipping error that her 7-year-old son Wilson cleverly reframed as perfect for clients stretched for time. This philosophy centers on recovery speed. When facing adversity, do you remain out of shape for weeks or snap back quickly like Bob? The business implications are clear. Companies that adapt to market shifts thrive, while those resisting change falter. Personally, this flexibility helps navigate workplace challenges with less stress. Your bounce-back speed reveals your resilience quotient and your potential for success in our evolving business environment. Salt the hay, find a way. This powerful motto challenges conventional thinking about obstacles. When faced with the saying, "You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink," Joy's father would add, "You can salt the hay." The horse gets thirsty and drinks, illustrating that creative solutions exist for persistent problem solvers. This philosophy teaches that behind every two can'ts, there's a can, but most people never discover it because they give up too soon. The key is shifting from a defeatist mindset to the empowering question, "What can I do?" This reframing reveals hidden solutions. This concept pairs with the PAR approach. Prevent what you can through planning, acknowledge your feelings when things go wrong, and release emotions by facing them directly. Together, these frameworks transform seemingly insurmountable problems into solvable challenges. What situations in your life could benefit from salting the hay and focusing on possibilities rather than limitations? Imagine your emotional state as a house where you reside. There are 4 core human emotions: mad, glad, sad, and scared, each representing a different emotional residence. Most people don't primarily live in the House of Glad, instead dwelling in Scared, Mad, or Sad. The transformative insight is that we can move houses at any moment through conscious choice. This concept proves powerful in real situations. When Joy's 10-year-old daughter was terrified to go to school over an unfinished assignment, she was clearly in the House of Scared. By explaining this framework to the school administrator, they arranged for her teacher to welcome her with understanding, immediately shifting her from scared to glad. Similarly, Susan suffered from severe claustrophobia and acrophobia for 7 years. The house's concept showed her she'd been living in the house of scared too long and could choose to move. With support, she gradually conquered her fears, even riding an elevator to the 12th floor. Life will inevitably throw us into various emotional houses, but we have the power to declare our primary residence. Living in the House of Glad requires work. You must fix the roof, pull the weeds, and work at being happy. But when the alternatives are sad, mad, and scared, glad is clearly preferable. Effective feedback is essential, but delivering it can be challenging. The Velvet Hammer Technique delivers messages with words that are soft like velvet, yet impactful like a hammer. Start difficult conversations with noticed and wondering. Instead of "you're always late," try "I noticed you arrived after the meeting started, and I'm wondering if everything is okay." This invites dialogue rather than triggering defensiveness. Close conversations with likelihood and when phrasing. Rather than demanding, "send me that report by tomorrow," ask, "what's the likelihood you could have that report to me? When would be realistic?" This collaborative approach respects the other person's agency while establishing expectations. The Velvet Hammer positions issues as us against the problem rather than me versus you, creating a collaborative atmosphere. By framing feedback as observations and questions instead of judgments and demands, it preserves relationships while addressing important issues. The secret to happiness, according to Joy Baldridge, boils down to three essential elements: expectation management, self-acceptance, and flexibility and adaptability. Expectation management involves understanding that disappointment equals expectations minus reality. By calibrating our expectations to align with reality, we can avoid frustration while maintaining healthy standards. Self-acceptance means embracing your strengths and weaknesses. Like Sue with her "damn I'm good" button, positive self-talk can transform how we experience challenges. Flexibility and adaptability, the AFE all the way philosophy, completes the triad. Like Bob the stress toy, resilience isn't about avoiding being stretched, but about how quickly you return to form. Don't postpone joy. It's available now through managing expectations, accepting yourself, and remaining flexible. Remember, you can't boil the ocean, but you can boil a pot of water. Focus on doing just one thing today. Those on the top of the mountain didn't fall there. Discipline bridges goals and accomplishments. By applying these three magic secrets, you'll create a life where joy becomes permanent.